1876, the war between Union and Confederate rages on. In the South, one group strives to keep the innocent ignorant of the supernatural and bend those forces to their own use. The Gamers Haven presents a Pinnacle Entertainment game, Deadlands Reloaded, Tales of the Texas Rangers.
FRP Games is an online retailer specializing in all aspects of your tabletop gaming needs. Whether it's RPGs, dice, war games, or computer games, FRP Games has a wide selection of products. They offer overstock items where you can pick up all kinds of gaming gear ranging from 30% off all the way up to 90% off the retail price. Through our website, you'll be directed to their weekly new products, eBay auctions, or you can even buy your special gaming someone a gift certificate. FRP Games is an authorized Wizards of the Coast retailer and for 10 years has been committed to providing each customer with the highest standard of customer service possible. Visit our website for instant access to FRP Games' inventory of thousands of unique gaming items.
Vorpal Network is the bomb, the cutting edge of geekdom. Comics, advice, D&D, movies, video games, RPGs, finding it's easy, just stay calm, VorpalNetwork.com.
No, I'm actually just replacing the common soldier with an actual officer-looking soldier.
Ah, okay.
So we know who he is.
I am going to step out and smoke a cigarette.
Go for it.
My guy is just going to run and try to get the marshals.
Okay. So you're going to you'll basically make it off.
Get the cops.
He's running for the
He's running for the pump house. Gunfight! Come on!
So they'll try and find the nearest.
Oh no.
Go find Wyatt.
Oh, and I'm picking up my gun and...
Gotta have somebody break this up.
Okay.
Hopefully in a non-violent way.
So this is a shooting check?
Yes. Roll shooting and minus two.
So here,
do me a favor.
I feel that's not going to happen, though. Not while I'm here. Like, there's a reason I carry dynamite and nitro.
Come on. Did you say dynamite and nitro? I got a 7.
You got a 7 on it? Okay.
So minus that, 2 is that,
everybody
minus 2 is a 5. That's still a hit.
Building my floor.
Yes.
Roll damage. 2d6 plus 1.
2d6. Gotcha. Plus 1.
Dude, sorry. 4.
No, 4. Very good.
You don't even phase him.
Come close.
Do not
but,
even.
But I just shot at him.
You took a shot. Oh. How much ammo do you have?
On me? A lot.
Okay.
How much did you buy?
How much do you have?
100.
Okay.
So do I.
Mark down 99. You guys, this is the one thing I forgot to emphasize earlier. You guys must what, track
you see all the, well, you see all the bullets around here?
I'm dragging power points.
Them off on there. Because that's about what you would have in a gun.
But how many cards do I have in my hand?
Really?
When I'm using my bolts, how much is that? Unlimited almost?
The cards that appear for your bolt power appear from almost from thin air. They're not actual cards, they're spirit cards. They're
created out. Is that how his powers work? He randomly pulls a random card and throws it?
Basically, he in his head gambles with this Manitou. If he wins and overs... The gambling part of it is kind of like a test of willpower against this Manitou. If he gets it off, you know, and it's visualized in their head as gambling. If they get it off, a card actually will appear out of thin air in his hand, and he throws it.
And he throws it. It's like a a card that like
it's like a razor card. It's like
that's pretty cool.
It's like watching those magicians like when you watch like what's his name? Throw it in blade throw.
Okay,
card.
So that's so you shoot.
So I shot.
So that's 10. On a 9, she's gonna struggle against you again.
Fail.
She got a 4. What's roll me a strength?
Get a D6.
4-4 equal her, so she's not going anywhere at this point in time.
Okay.
And I'm still telling her to calm down, everything will be fine in my nice southern gentlemanly drawl.
Okay. I'm going to pause the recording for just 1 second.
It makes sense.
All right. Actually, John, 987, you're up.
Oh, goody.
All righty.
I have some fun. Some dude.
Oh, I know. Quick draw. I have the quick draw ability and the quick draw holster, which gives me only a -1 penalty on that. Grabbing the quick draw.
Quick draw, you don't take any penalty.
Really?
I'm pretty certain that...
Well, actually, I ignore the -2 to draw, and plus the quick draw also gives me a... I become always 7 -2, it's a -1, so actually I probably get a +1 then.
Mm.
Come on, give me that. The quick draw and the holster, come on, I got the combination. Or I could have just taken a regular holster.
Well, yeah, you could have just
taken I'll take the quick draw because it looks nicer.
Yeah. Okay, so you quick draw it out.
And the double action... What's a double tap do? I can fire twice.
Double tap, add a +1 to hit and damage.
Oh.
On the same, has to be same
time. Same character.
It basically, you subtract 2 bullets and you get a +1 to hit and damage. By the way, you have a Colt Peacemaker?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, I do.
Single action, double action?
No, I double action.
Okay.
I was not aware that there was a single action one.
There's two.
I picked the double action one.
Is double action better than single?
Two different things. You can either double tap or you can fan the hammer.
Single action fan, double action, double action, double tap.
Which is what I'm going to do. Fan the hammer? Like straight up man with no name?
Yeah.
Awesome. Take a -4 on all your shooting rolls and you can fire as many bullets as you want. Roll a 1 or 2, you hit an innocent bystander.
Oh, God!
Nice.
That's bad.
That's why double action's better.
Roll a 1 or 2 or get a 1 or 2.
That's super entertaining. Because technically, if there's...
Because it's -4.
It depends on the situation.
You get a 1 or 2 on your shooting die.
If there's no innocent bystanders around, there's no drawback.
If there's no innocent bystanders around, you just shot one of your buddies.
Ah, that's even worse.
Oh, great.
Right, you're on the one, yourself, buddy. You shoot yourself.
You're the 3. 4.
The bolt just ricochet. No. Oh, 3 +1.
Brilliant.
+1 for the double tap. Aren't you using double tap?
Yeah, so I got
so
a 4.
So you got a 4.
Hit.
Yeah, does that mean I hit with both of them? I have to roll twice. Hmm? Double tap.
The double tap is it just...
The double tap just adds a +1 to hit and +1 to damage.
So it'll roll 2 dice for damage.
Okay, double...
2 dice 6.
Six
plus 2 at this point. Two.
Woohoo.
11.
11?
11.
Plus 2.
And you're firing on the officer?
The officer.
Oh, plus I had that... Oh, no, it's a different round. I don't keep those. That +2 to traits, right?
You're firing on the their officer? Yes?
Yes. The sergeant or whatever one.
You just killed him.
No!
We just killed the... We just killed the Union soldier.
This guy. We just killed the officer.
I just double-tapped.
There's a possibility he'll still be alive.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you never know.
Why? Because he does death saving throws?
No.
Well,
you took him out of the fight.
Yeah, he's down.
He basically just went... down.
He'll get a vigor roll at the end of the fight to see if he's actually dead or not.
Yeah.
More like he's like fighting the light.
Not the vigor.
Okay.
The vigor is working against Diamond.
Oh, he's not bad.
No, could be bad. One of them's out of the fight right now, so that's.
So how many more do we have to take out?
Well, there's 5 more up.
Whose turn is it? Is anybody
that's
watching?
7, 6.
5.
5. Who's 5 going? is.
Martin already went, right?
No, I'm number. I'm
5 was not the barking. 5 was.
Yeah.
No, 5 was Isaac, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, 5 was Isaac, yeah.
Cause they already went. 5 was Isaac.
3 is what had the rule, your fellow group doesn't block sight or get in the way of anything.
You hear Isaac mumbling some more stuff. And he kind of just gestures at one of the guys. And you see kind of like weird... Out of the corner of your eye, you see like these weird tendrils of stuff kind of wrap around the guy.
Oh, okay.
Hmm.
What is Isaac? A priest?
Priest.
He's a priest.
Hmm. Which guy?
didn't quite know that's what priest meant.
Wait, what? Wasn't there another mad scientist? Who is that?
What?
Wasn't there a second mad scientist?
Right, Isaac.
Isaac's a mad scientist.
He's priest. A mad scientist blessed.
Oh.
He's a blessed and he's a mad scientist.
Oh my god.
So I'm guessing both arcane backgrounds?
Take two arcane backgrounds.
Nice. Wow.
In the future, possible. Yes.
Wow.
Certain ones are kind of like mutually exclusive. You can't be a blessed huckster. It just doesn't work.
Yeah. It's not gonna.
So that's what he does.
Okay. Three is gonna be next, which should be hearts. Bartender and the three
diamonds.
Spades.
If this character goes
spades,
down,
hearts,
which is highly likely,
that was five,
idea.
Four,
three. Spades, heart, diamonds.
Yes. Moon.
No, spades.
Spades is shaking right now. So.
Oh, that's right.
Spades. Bartender.
So the bartender pops back up from behind the
with a shotgun
with a scatter gun.
Oh, God.
Knock it the hell off, or I'm gonna blow all y'all to hell.
Okay. And he's aiming at this point in time.
He's aiming. He's taking a chance.
Who's he aiming at?
With a scatter gun, it doesn't matter.
Kind of everybody.
It's just kind of he's sitting up on.
But who specifically is he like pointing it at? I think is what
he's kind of doing one of these.
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically, he's aiming at anybody that's standing with a gun in their hand. I'm assuming. Or
he's basically sweeping.
I was wondering what to do next. Now I know.
Are you gonna shoot the
aren't you shaking? Yeah, you're shaking. You can't do anything except
No. After if I can get the shaking off.
Roll to see if you got a shake. Now you're up next.
So that's his three.
Luton's up next. Roll your vigor or spirit, whichever's higher.
He will be lucky if he doesn't get it.
Got a five. Oh no, got that's a four.
This is a four.
Four. You're unshaken. Can't act.
That's all right. I know what I'm doing next turn.
You're running for help.
Now it's
stop.
All right. Oh.
Okay. Oh, you might run into something.
Telling somebody, get the marshals.
Oh god.
The marshals.
Oh, we got them. If Wyatt shows up, everybody drop your guns.
Why?
You do not
want to tangle with
them. No. He just said they better get in here quick.
No, because
we'll determine who it is in a minute.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Okay. Well, no,
you ran into a marshal. Well, we're going to see which of the town's marshals it is.
And there's several of them running around. This Dodge had a bunch of them. Most all of them were famous for some reason.
So that's that.
Okay, is the other guy out because he's dead, or is he just lying down there?
For me, is there any of them shaking? Any of the union soldiers shaking?
Yeah, the one I think was laying down.
Yeah, the one who's
one shaking.
Yeah, that one's still shaking.
Yeah, so I'm going to try to throw one of my...
Okay, are you spending power points or are you gambling with the devil?
Power points.
How many power points are you spending?
How many points do I have?
You have, how many points do you have?
Yeah.
You should have it on your phone.
Come on.
Let me think.
You are such a tool.
He's Martin.
Bolt is 1-6 power points.
No, I know. I think the issue is how many he has to start
total.
With.
I know.
You have to check.
Arcane background magic.
I thought it's 10.
I think it's 10 for a Huxer, yeah.
Yeah, so 10, so I'm just going to use 2d6. I'm going to shoot one. Right.
Are you shooting? How many bolts are you shooting?
I'm shooting one bolt.
You're throwing one bolt at?
At
the guy who's shaking.
At the one that's shaking.
Okay. The one who can't do anything.
Yeah. Roll your Huxer and roll your...
I think about the board.
What?
Roll your Huckster with,
No, it's good to hit the shaken guy, because he has a chance of wounding him and taking him completely out of the fight.
That's true.
Otherwise, he could possibly just shake somebody in that
way. Yeah, so it's a 2d6, base damage.
No. You have to roll your spell casting or your Huckster skill before you roll damage. You have to see if you hit.
D10.
Yeah, so basically...
Roll a d6.
And actually, are you standing directly next to him?
Yeah.
You're throwing it at the guy directly next to you?
Yeah.
You have to. You actually, because you're standing right next to him, you have to roll his parry.
All right, roll his parry, which is
five. Just go ahead and roll.
Just roll. Go ahead and roll.
Miss. Two. I got two of my.
Two on each of them. Do you want to bet any of that?
No, I got a two and a four.
No, four. It's still not gonna hit.
It's still not gonna hit. Do you want to bet any of that?
Yeah, I'll bet any of that.
Oh, all right.
Well, pretty much for the.
You're just looking at the high die. That's all you're looking at.
Yeah. Just look at the highest one.
So you got a seven.
So you
will hit him.
2d6.
2d6.
4 and 10. 10.
Ooh. 10? He's down.
Ooh.
With okay, vision. So Martin's character. So actually.
What am I going to be like?
Do you remember how the hiding the huckster tricks work?
Yes, I have a card deck of cards.
No. I'm asking Red.
The hiding is if somebody does a notice check, they can try to check it. There's certain edges, that, if I remember correctly.
That allow you to hide it better.
To hide you better. That's usually why they carry cards, and it's kind of a description GM thing, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, so basically I threw one of these.
I mean, yeah, I could be wrong on that, though.
Okay. turn your card in, please, and we're at the top of the round.
When you're out of Benny's, Red hasn't used any. When has he used any? Morgan has used his.
10. 5.
What?
Queen.
I've not used a single Benny yet.
2. What is? King.
He just keeps not going.
Or no, Isaac.
Isaac. Bartender. Barmaid.
Oh my god.
Marshall.
And the Marshal.
Ooh.
Okay. Here's the bad news. Marshall saw you throw that card.
Oh, bollocks.
Through the window here?
Well, no, I'm sorry, not the Marshal.
Oh.
Bartender.
Bartender saw you throw
that card. Saw you throw that card.
Oh, boy.
Oh, great.
Oh, God. God damn it.
And I kind of liked Mickey, oh well.
Oh, let's see.
Now, actually, did they know the whole...
Give me a second. Contested territory.
I'm trying to think of recruits. Do you know the...
Oh, God, we're going to politics.
Ranges. No, we're going to... what the hell is this section?
Well, I'm assuming that since you are recruits and are working with X-Rangers, you would know that what our mission is, kind of.
Well, no, they all got briefed on...
We don't know anything about that, though.
Do you have card sharp?
No, you do.
What?
Oh,
do you have card sharp?
Yes.
He got a negative two from him being a card sharp.
That's okay. He
will still got it?
Still got it.
Okay. Trying to pull anything out for you, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember, they have a negative two to notice your houses.
Yeah.
Go.
I just got to check. I'm sorry. I got to check.
So basically, right, Red? The Texas Ranger thing is that we prevent anybody from noticing the cult. We try to keep it under wraps, so if somebody were to see you do something that would be occultish,
okay.
Level 3.
They kind of have to disappear or be made to thought that it wasn't what they saw.
Yeah. We've got to cover it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we all know that. So poor Mickey the bartender may have to be guts. Accidentally shot during the...
I like Mickey too. He's a nice bartender. We walked in the wrong bar. Is it a one?
It's a one.
Did he miss with his gun shot?
No. He didn't. That wasn't his shooting. That was to see
which
if he didn't freak out. He just freaked out.
Oh boy.
That's worse.
Oh boy.
Excuse me one second, guys. I'm turning this recording back on. I'm still printing out the templates because I should have done this earlier. But this is too funny to pass up.
Moon,
repeat what you want to do just because.
Just because? All right. I have one stick of pre-made dynamite. I guess I didn't think I needed more. I have 50 feet of fuse wire. And I have about 7 separate pints of nitro. So I was wondering if I could take some of the fuse string, tie the nitro to the dynamite, and then light the dynamite and just lob it over.
God. At this point in time,
that was a lot more detail than what I said before.
I know. Called the report. No, at this point, I'm wondering why bother that? Why don't you just tell us? Because once the nitro hits the ground, doesn't it blow up?
Yeah,
it'll explode.
Because I want that extra punch.
No, but it's not going to. Yeah, but the dynamite would even.
Hold on.
It's not going to do anything more.
I don't.
Why? First off,
why are you throwing
that? No. Hold on. Just give me a second.
Oh my god.
I'm finishing.
Your character is not a stupid man.
I know.
Maybe insane.
Why? What is your character's motivation to go?
Yeah, I'm going to throw
a swift resolution to the conflict.
By killing this one?
Okay. But you, while you may not love these people, you still have a job to do. And throwing that dynamite where you,
anywhere in this
bridge. Did you go where? Did you get what I asked you to, Martin?
What?
I asked you for the look up the scatter gun in the book.
The scatter gun
in the gear. Tell me what size the burst template is. I think it's medium.
Scatter gun is scatter gun, double barrel. They don't have a scatter gun in here.
SBT.
SBT.
So? Standard burst.
Yeah. SBT.
Small burst.
Small burst.
One D three.
Hopefully, if they see it, they'll one just stop.
Plus two to shooting rolls.
I don't think they will.
Really, you don't think me tying up a piece of nitro to a stick of dynamite will kind of just stop people?
It might just make you the biggest target in the room.
My whole thing is that.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I need you to look up, Martin.
Yeah.
What's the burst template on dynamite?
Burst template on
MBT.
Dead.
MBT.
Oh, yeah,
MBT. Plus one inch radius, plus one inch damage per additional stick.
It's only one stick.
It's only one stick of dynamite. It's only.
But wait, how do you add the nitro?
Okay, nitro is a LBT. See notes. I didn't want to look up the notes.
That one. That one.
You will blow up the entire building.
Yeah,
with us in it.
Okay, slight
change of plan.
So let's think about this one.
And you wonder why you ran into
that. That's the large burst template right there. That's about a 6-inch burst.
That's bigger than the barn. The bar.
That's the bar.
That's going to blow out the bar.
That's the entire.
It's a good thing you ran out the back door.
Saloon.
Okay, so, all right. So,
all right.
Nitro, a bit too much.
Okay, but even.
A dynamite stick.
But even dynamite will blow out. Dynamite stick. Because it's what? Medium burst plus 1 inch?
Yeah.
Or each additional
plus
stick.
Plus 1 inch per stick.
Oh, per additional stick. Okay.
No. Plus 1 inch radius. Plus an additional 1 inch for every other stick he has.
So it's...
Well, I'm not...
So it's already an inch bigger than that.
Let me lay that down on the table.
It's already an inch bigger than
that. Was that about nine... Was that... No. Don't even put it on them. Just put it on the squares just so you can see...
On the squares.
Right. So that's what? Four?
Doesn't look too bad, actually.
So it'd be 5x5.
So...
It's bigger than
that. Add another inch.
Around there. So it'd be 5x5. It's basically taking out...
The whole
barn.
Basically,
not the whole bar. That's an exaggeration.
Okay. That's the whole bar.
Here's the thing.
Hmm?
You're gonna hit not only everybody else. I will guarantee you.
You'll hit yourself.
You will hit yourself.
And you're not stupid enough to hit yourself.
I don't care how well you throw that damn dynamite. You're gonna hit yourself. That's the GM speaking.
4, 8, 16. Yourself. Yeah, I mean, more than likely, you're probably only gonna throw it 4, which means you're gonna.
Yeah. Mm. And also,
so you're basically a 5-inch burst, you're throwing it 4 inches.
And also, okay. It will take
time. I'll lengthen the fuse and leave.
I'll
let everyone know clear out.
The thing is, I have to argue.
We're trying to be covert.
I have to argue character motivation here. You're not stupid enough to blow up a building in Dodge City.
You know not people
that,
are here.
You are not that stupid. You are not that crazy. You may be crazy. There's no way you are that crazy.
I'm wanted for how much?
You're wanted for how much due to your experiments.
Which do what?
Let's say you were doing weather control at the time. You could have been doing weather control at the time. And it may not be... Here's the thing. You're wanted... it was not
for murder.
You're wanted for property destruction. We discussed that. You're wanted.
He's done more property destruction.
He's done he's wanted for $9,000.
And that isn't even more. Is that why you were
acquiring? Can we bump it up to 10 if I do this?
No. Understand though. In when we stepped back there.
Right.
What did you tell me about your character's motivation for using his technology?
I'm not oppressing anybody. I'm just bringing him into the conflict.
The point is that it's not just oppression. This would be random destruction of someone else's property,
mm-hmm.
who is a complete innocent in this situation. Based on what you told me earlier, this is not something you would do. That's what I'm saying. I would have a hard time believing. Well, it's funny and fun that you would blow it up. But, I'm having a very hard time believing that your character would just go around and blow up a saloon because there's a fight going on in it. That's just not.
Especially when you can use weapons and
technology. I understand you didn't take any other weapons. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to think really hard about this for a second. I know you want to do it.
Oh, you have no idea.
But no, I play with you enough.
We know that's the problem. I know he really wants to do it.
I really want you to think about this because it's
not the whole bar; it's just a part of it.
That
building's going to explode.
Yes, because it'll take support.
Knowing your technology,
it's not his technology. It's not technology.
It's just simple stick of dynamite.
Here's the thing:
you know what it does.
But yeah, you would know.
You know the physics of what dynamite or nitro was going
to
do.
I mean, honestly, and it's interesting. I'm waiting to see what happens.
If you have any scientific knowledge,
the Pinnacle guys have new dynamite rules coming out. Because I think, as nasty as it is, they actually underpower dynamite.
Really?
Yeah, dynamite.
You have any idea how strong dynamite is?
Dynamite drop down
a drilled hole can blow a side off of stone.
It's basically like C4 of the day.
It's strong. It's less stable than C4. And it's
that was the problem with dynamite.
Yeah, it's really, really bad. I'm telling you that you're going to bring the building down. And you are not a malicious person enough to destroy, you know, an innocent...
And you have no idea how many people are upstairs.
If we learned anything from Lost,
Don't
bring dynamite into the jungle.
Stop that. No, okay. So,
I don't watch that show. I don't need to.
No, don't worry about it. What I'm really saying.
Which show?
Don't worry about
can
it.
Can you fiddle with your gut with your weapon and get it set to go again?
I mean, you
would be more inclined to be doing that than load that sucker than
you probably would. Be more technical. You got the dynamite for.
Could I cut down the amount of gunpowder
in the dynamite? No,
yeah. One
no.
Of the two,
that will require you cutting open the dynamite.
Crap!
Not gonna happen.
I don't think I have a knife either. No, I don't.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to take the blast cap off.
No, it wouldn't. Yeah. Okay. So you take the blast cap off. You take out some powder. Now it's misformulated, and bad things can happen.
Even worse.
What I'm saying, Moon, is it's not going to happen today.
Oh.
It's just
sad face.
Yeah, I know. But
somewhere down the road,
you know, I don't frivolously deny
I know.
Stuff like this. You know, I'm all for the good time. I'm all for fun, funky, crazy stuff happening. I just in what you told me from your character, I don't think you would do it.
All right, I'll save it for later.
Save it for another time. That's fine. So, out of comment, that's. The flame template.
Oh, Jeebus. God.
It's not worse than
that
we thought.
That is not even close. That's just what you drew before.
Yeah, what I drew before was a little bit wider.
Yeah.
Well,
a little bit shorter.
What you drew before shorter. Was this.
Yeah. So mine was way wider and way shorter. Well, it still would have hit everybody. But
yeah.
Okay, so...
Moon's character is doing what now?
So what are you going to do?
Prime it and fire it.
Let me point this out to you.
Mm-hmm.
There's a gun on the floor.
I can't shoot for worth a crap at all.
Okay. There's a gun on the floor.
That's nice.
Dropped by a Union soldier.
Okay.
Who you're against. Just pointing this out.
Just a run over.
You might I'd rather not pick up that gun.
Pick it up! We need it!
Wait a second. What?
I think I'm just going to let off another shot of burst.
How did we get on? How did we get on this conversation?
He was trying to.
I was asking.
It is his turn. Why?
Well, no,
it's not his. It's not his turn. He asked me the question.
No, I had a question. It wasn't my turn.
Right.
It was a small
question about how nitro and dynamite would work together.
Okay. So the bartender said. So getting back to the actual
game, after we blew about 15 minutes on that conversation,
sees what he did, aiming the shine, telling everybody to stop.
Well, wait.
Then you sees him do that.
So
he freaks.
Do you add this to this?
I'd say it would probably add about 2 inches to that.
Metro.
Might be nice if we want to blow up something really big later.
Yeah, we need to blow something up.
Save the dynamite.
Before it.
Okay, so.
I have to remember to prepare the rest of them, though.
Yeah.
My turn.
Yes. Okay. This is not going to be pretty. He's freaking.
So he just freaked the hell out.
Great.
And he's going to pull the trigger.
Oh, and the other thing was, when I pulled the gun out and shot the guy, what happened with the girl? I'm assuming I'd probably let go of her. Would she have run away?
Basically, it was one of these.
Okay.
So, I mean, if you're letting go with you can very well have completely let go of her. She's still in front of you at this point.
Okay, she's not moved away yet. Okay.
Well, I mean, she was,
I'm still probably holding on around the waist just to keep her out of the...
So here's the blast template.
Ooh.
Oh, it's hitting both of us. Not good.
So it's going to hit... Both of you.
And me?
Oh, great.
Well,
he was aiming.
He's aiming at you.
Oh,
and
right.
It's your down soldiers.
Yeah, so you kind of scale him.
A little bit.
Pizza. If you want to pass out pizza and get pizza, that's fine, guys.
Give me a plate.
Okay, so I'm going to keep this going.
Let's go. So the bartender's firing at us, so.
Yeah.
So basically with me, it's great power comes great responsibility, essentially.
Yeah.
And your responsibility is not good on this one. All right.
God, what the hell is wrong with this guy? Damn, it's hot!
Yes, just let it coagulate. Let it coagulate.
I don't know what that joke.
Yo, everybody, pizza needs to cool down. Pizza needs to
cool down.
So, gun goes off. John gets out of the blast.
Oh, thank God.
Martin, however,
he gets hit.
How much do I take?
4. Oh man,
I rolled a 4 on you.
Oh, good.
Which makes it 6.
My
I think I see paper towels. Up there. 6.
That's not damage.
Yeah,
that's
this is 6.
So you take your
No. I haven't rolled damage yet. That was a hit.
Okay. Did it hit?
Good reach.
It hits.
Oh God, it hits.
Oh, it hits.
It doesn't hit with the raise, luckily enough. Oh wait, I rolled a 4 on that. Wait a second.
Thank you.
So it's 1 to 4.
It's 1 to 3 d6 is basically what it is.
He hit with a raise.
Oh God!
Extra d6.
He gets an extra d6 damage against you.
Oh, you may go down.
Oh, yeah. Great.
Great.
It's very unlikely he'll go down, but he might be wounded pretty badly.
I hope I don't get septic. Septic. What is the thing?
Sepsis.
Sepsis.
Septic, like the tank.
Where is the scatter gun?
My sepsis?
Septic.
Yeah. What are you looking for?
Scatter gun.
Yeah, getting septic.
What do you know?
Damage. I think I might need to use dynamite, but in a
damage
different way.
Damage is 1 to 3, 1 to 1-3d6.
Rate
of fire is 1 to 2.
You'll see. I'm not actually going to use it, but I am going to use it.
Scatter out and go, hey, yo, whoa, everybody. She'll look out.
That's exactly what I'm going to try to do.
I'm a blue bell up.
And plus 2.
How good is your
plus 3 shooting rolls with that?
I don't have an inch of it.
Yeah, that's why he hits so.
Yeah.
That's part of the reason he hits.
That's why.
D4 and a wild card die?
Yes.
Go for it. I think it might work.
It might work.
Waving around a stick of dynamite, lit or otherwise, usually does.
I'll use
to
the
make
dynamite, but I'm not going to use it for its intended purpose.
You're going to use it as a. Toss it and see.
No, I'm going to try to use it as a negotiation tool.
So I killed the person?
You knocked him down.
He's down. Yeah,
he's down. He may or may not be dead.
You threw the card at him, and it basically went into him, and he went down like a friggin'
bag of bricks.
Yeah, basically. My guy has 2 bullets in him. That's why he went down. We know that.
So another one. Call it 2d6.
This is an addiction, man.
It is. Is it a 6?
10.
Oh my God!
Raise will take a wound.
Yeah.
So,
Basically, he just goes, ah! Boom!
Thank God I didn't get hit.
And so you feel stuff just basically just go right past you, and you just go, and he just basically just, you just get peppered with stuff.
So I'm at -1 right now. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you are at negative, you have one wound, you are at -1.
To all attribute and skill rolls.
To everything.
Yeah.
To everything.
I have healing, which is
that's the bartender.
Mooten?
It's not easy to heal yourself.
Mooten, what do you want, a king?
Yep.
Go. Hold on, stick a dynamite out and start waving it around.
Let's see. I gotta ask you something.
Go for it.
No. Having a stick of dynamite in one hand, lighting a match.
They're old school matches. They're old school strike anywhere. They're basically you pull out the dynamite, you pull out
the match,
and just go. I mean, as you're pulling out, you can just go.
Okay, doing that. I think it's time we all calm down a bit.
Intimidation check +3.
Just take a dynamite.
This cannot end well.
Again. No, it's going to end very well.
Nothing in any of those skills.
Oh, I know. D4 +D6.
You definitely get -2 +3
straight up +1.
Oh, 3.
You got a 4.
That's enough.
You just. So basically, all the union shoulders go. Bartender goes. And all of you guys are like, oh, good lord.
Let's all just wait for the boss now.
Martin.
Yes, saving throw.
Pepperoni, please.
What's the saving throw again?
Oh, no, what are you doing? Are you shaking? Okay, you're... I'm sorry.
Wounded.
I forgot to ask you. Did you want to try and sew... Do you have any bendies left?
No.
Okay. Then you can only shake... you can only shake the shaken. Meaning you need to roll either spirit or vigor.
Pepperoni, please. Spirit and... spirit and the wild die, right?
Yep. And you're minus one from whatever the high die is.
They're both 5, so 4.
5. Right? Oh, 4, right.
4 is just...
So you're unshaken.
Pepperoni, plane?
Yeah, I'll take a plane, if you don't mind.
Okay. So, there's that.
Wow.
So you are unshaken. Turn your card in, please. Same with you, Mooten. I'll take your card.
Yeah.
I think you took it off. No, wait. No, you didn't.
No, I didn't. That's queen 10. Jack 10.
Diamonds go before.
Diamonds go before clubs. Stealth check.
What,
sorry, dude. I.
That's fine. I screwed myself on not taking stealth. 3.
Benny?
You got plenty of bennies. 3 threes, 2 threes.
Okay.
Oh, well.
What was he trying to do?
Can I get. Actually, I'll allow you to keep the higher.
Which is three.
Notice check from you. And notice check from... Everybody give me a notice check minus... Well, you're paying attention to the dynamite. Everybody's paying attention to the dynamite. -2.
So, I don't have notice on my thing.
So you're at D4 minus... D4 to D6 minus 4.
D6 and D4.
Minus 4.
I'm gonna Benny that.
4... 5, so 9 minus 2. So is it 2 or minus 2 or minus 4?
It's a 9 and a 1.
Okay. I'm sorry.
A 6 and a 5.
Red, what'd you get? Oh, you're outside.
No. A 6, so I definitely made my...
See him pull something out, go click, put it back.
Okay.
Click on what?
On the device that Mooten pulled out.
You put something on his thing.
No. He didn't. He pulled something out, went click, and put it back.
Was it a camera?
I guess.
Sure. Looked kind of like one.
So did I notice that or did I not notice
you
that?
You noticed it. Okay. You noticed it and you noticed it.
Can I just, like, look at him and shrug?
Remember, cameras back then had a large flash with powder and stuff. Or has he got a special badge?
Epitaph camera.
Okay.
What did he do? Take the picture of him? Take the picture
That was a 10. Turn it over on top of that pile. 9, 8. 8 the soldiers. Go. No,
wait. I hope.
The 10 of the sheriff.
Oh, the sheriff.
Oh, wait, the sheriff, right.
Sheriff looks at you and goes, what's going on?
I'm not allowed to talk at this point. Okay. All hell's breaking loose in the saloon. You need to get in there quick.
What do you mean, all hell's breaking loose?
Union soldiers, and they slapped some girl around. Some people started shooting. I don't know what the heck's going on.
Oh, hell, and I was having a quiet night. All right, hold on one second.
Now you gotta figure out who it is.
It's not gonna be good.
How much time has passed in this whole combat?
A few minutes.
This is about to get very.
And then what's
what we got to drink dinner?
Me, Pepsi, Mountain Dew, Sierra Mist.
Let me have a Sierra. Let me try a Sierra Mist.
Grapefruit thing?
I think it's just actually, no, I can't use it. Give me Pepsi.
Give me a Pepsi, too.
Drink whatever you want.
I also got, there's also Mountain Dew.
Sierra Mist. Diet. I can't have grape, remember, the medicine.
There's also cranberry. Sierra Mist cranberry. Okay. Pepsi.
Is that regular Mountain Dew or some sort of weird?
On a one
typhoon.
Mm. All right, we're gonna roll.
What color is it?
It's the new. It's the new. It's one of the new three flavors that they're trying out
again.
They're doing it again this year. Okay, so
awesome.
Here's the deal, Red.
Cool man.
On a one, you got
please.
Thank you.
On a one, you got Wyatt Earp. On two, you got Bat Masterson. On a three, you got Marshall. What the hell was his name? I just looked at it.
The other guy, yeah.
Marshall Larry Dagger. On a four, you got Bat Masterson's brother.
I don't know.
Let's go one.
On two, you got Bat Masterson.
Oh, God.
What does that mean?
Don't fuck with him.
What is Bat Masterson?
Bat Masterson is one of the marshals of Dodge, and it's not pretty.
We're badasses.
Oh, great.
Yeah, all the marshals.
Oh, well.
I'm going to be
strong. Wyatt or Bat is bad. Bat's brother probably was bad. I'm not sure about Decker, but...
I'm going to be strung up and high.
So he looks real pissed right now, and he'll take march him like 5 towards... Okay.
He's done.
So he's done.
9 was...
9 is Isaac.
And he can probably see in the window at this point, too.
Yes, he can. So basically, he just looks at the window, and actually, from the window he looked at, all he sees is... chewing your fucking dynamite.
I love that, mate.
I gathered that.
Watch out.
That expression was probably Noah.
Isaac runs. Dynamite. Isaac... Runs for the front door. I'm sorry. With an extra 2. So he sees this crazy looking holy man come out and run for the hills. Hey, stop! Oh, crap. he's gonna try. He would try and stop Isaac, but it's like there's dynamite in there. It's like okay.
Most people are gonna know. We're gonna be running.
Yeah.
No.
The 8 was who?
The soldiers are just standing there going, no, all right, man. All right, calm down. Calm down.
Great.
Don't do that. You don't want to do that.
This could not end well.
The barmaid dives behind the bar.
That's going to help.
I don't think she cares at this point.
Can you pass me a plane, please?
He should just dunk out.
Try to dig that one off the. it's kind of running.
She should try to just ram through the window.
No, she dives behind the bar.
Remember, there's no windows on that side of the bar.
Yeah.
You don't want to run towards the dynamite.
Can you pull that out of paper? There we go.
You got some anyway.
It's still out of paper anyway. And it's still stuck on there.
And on two.
Oh, I got five. So.
Oh, I'm sorry. You should have gone before her.
Yeah, I'll let her go.
Just because. At this point.
We let her go last turn. So.
Okay. She runs behind the bar. I still got the gun out.
Yes, you do.
And now, the other soldier.
And your scientist is standing there holding a stick of dynamite in a match.
Asking everyone to please stop. And we put a marshal.
Now, the soldiers are doing. What are the soldiers doing at this point in time? They're just kind of.
Well, they're standing there going, no, 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 no.
Because the one.
They all drop their weapons. They're just like, no, no, stop.
Not the officers now. All right,
You know what?
Officers down.
You know what's sad?
I
told them, let's wait for the marshal. The marshal probably did not hear that. And he probably just thinks I'm a crazy man.
Yes, he does. All right, I'm holstering the gun.
Okay.
And is he shaken up, or what is he?
I'm wounded. He's wounded.
All right, I'm going to kind of grab him and kind of steer him back towards the wall, away from that safe. Just a little bit away.
Okay.
So move us. There you go. Thank you.
And then red.
Still outside with the marshal.
Who's probably going to follow the marshal?
Preacher!
This way!
That's a good idea.
Preacherman, run!
John, a bit of a paper towel, please.
And John, if you can give me another pepperoni, that'd be great. Alright, so there's all that. Still got jokers in this deck somewhere.
Yeah, okay. Hell out of it.
I don't know what those do, so. It'll be a surprise for me.
Yeah, it'll get us to where cards will start coming back out. Because we go.
Sure. Oh, I got it. Two.
Another.
Slide jokers.
Wow.
Are you switching me out?
Nah. Sorry. Okay. Top of the order. You can go anytime you want.
Oh.
All right. I'll go now.
What do you
do? Just so he can hear me. I'm going to keep holding the dynamite and the match up and just, like, reiterate, we're not fighting anymore today. And we're going to get this sorted out by the marshal. No one move.
Okay.
And I'm done. That's my turn, baby.
Martin.
I'll holster my cards, per se.
Well, the only card you had was the one that materialized in your hand and you threw.
And then some you materialized.
Yeah, you never pulled your cards out.
You didn't have your deck. Do you have a deck of cards?
No, I forgot one.
You didn't pick up a deck of cards.
Yeah.
Because it'll blatantly make everything noticeable.
Yeah. And then I will try to get out of the saloon. I'm running out of the saloon.
Is it him? Is it?
That's not smart to do when everybody's freaking out.
Can you just?
Which way are you moving then?
Trying to get by the door. Like, I'm hobbling now because I'm wounded. You're
hobbling.
Remember, I grabbed you and pulled you back towards the wall.
So you're running towards the guy with the dynamite.
No, I'm running.
The only way to get to the door.
What door? Oh.
The door.
Then I will. And then I'll go into the kitchen. Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay.
That's probably
why. If you're doing that. At this point, a very, very nervous-looking Bat Masterson. I don't care if he is Bat Masterson. It's dynamite.
Steps through
the door. And looks at all y'all. Your weapon's away. Your weapon's out.
My weapon's still out.
You're not there. And you had your weapon covered up. Good for you. You're in the back.
I'm hiding.
But he can see you because you're right through the door.
Ah.
And he didn't have a weapon.
No, you didn't have a weapon out.
Mine's holstered.
Thank God.
I only use that for defense.
Are we out of time
now? And he's gonna look at you and say, "Put it away, son. I don't want to have to shoot you."
Can you tell he's a marshal?
Big marshal's badge on his chest.
I'm just going to put the match out. And put the dynamite back in my backpack along with the with the other thing that is the thing that does stuff.
You gotta confiscate that dynamite.
And the other thing you'll notice too is he's wearing a derby that's carrying a cane.
Okay. Fair enough.
You would probably know him from.
I think I'd be too busy.
Okay, I'm gonna collect everybody's cards at this point because our combat with the arrival of Bat Masterson and the soldiers pretty much surrendering is over. Yeah.
You can't even throw a card.
Yeah, you can't throw cards.
I don't have my gambit.
Now, here's the one thing we have to do to resolve the actual result of this combat.
Mm-hmm.
I have to roll two vigor rolls to find out who dies.
Oh, great! I'm gonna convince him of murder.
Boy.
Better hope not.
Murder's probably going to be the least of your problems. You were just practicing witchcraft. I had pretty much said that this could have been an easy fight. You guys could have gotten through this, defused the situation, and moved on to your actual mission.
You had to pull out a goddamn stick.
You guys are the worst undercover agents ever.
I didn't
even do anything. I pulled the gun out, shot somebody.
I didn't defuse the situation.
As a D6 vigor.
In this situation?
Lips.
Which one?
You fused the situation.
Then let me take that back.
Now, for the soldier.
Defuse for the situation.
The soldier died.
Wait, the soldier
the
that
one that he shot?
The soldier that he threw a card at died.
One shot with a card killed him.
Well, okay. Basically, it was like, throw.
His head came off.
It slit his neck or something.
That was going to be bad. Bad juju. That bartender
with
stole
Bat
a lot.
Masterson standing in the door. A dead soldier on the ground. A dead Union soldier on the ground.
Oh, great. I just killed a Union soldier.
We're in trouble.
You are in the back. You are out the back. We're going to end it here. And we'll find out what happens next time.
And a crazy babbling bartender.
And a crazy babbling bartender who is muttering something about witchcraft. So this is where we're gonna. This is where we're gonna end.
Oh boy.
The Wandering Geek Podcast. We get to talk about MMOs and board and card games, DVDs, and everything else geeky for those road warriors out there, right?
Yeah, and for other geeks with limited time on their hands, which these days is just about everyone. And there's a special topic we cover each episode, too. The Wandering Geek Podcast.
At www.wanderinggeek.com.
And over on iTunes, too.
How do you get your geek on?
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.